just gonna, we'll start, you know, we'll start going along with the conversation and we'll wait. Is that her?
No, it's not.
We could always edit things out. It's not a...
Never fully dressed.
Oh, okay. I hear that. I get texts all the time. Because then you get like, you subscribe it, so you get 15% off, and then you forget to unsubscribe, and then you get all the texts.
You get all these texts and emails, and it's a lot.
Totally understand.
They know what they're doing. That's the bottom line.
They do know what they're doing because I'm getting packages every other day.
From them?
Not from that, but like other people too.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's real bad.
Yeah, I have to unsubscribe. But okay, so we're waiting for Remy. It's been... like an hour since we spoke to her.
More.
Okay, I'm sitting down with Remy's sister.
Hey,
this is Rachel, aka Brittany, whatever she wants to go by. And we're gonna discuss the Meghan and Harry documentary. I don't know what
it was. Just an
interview.
I feel like a documentary probably would have been a little more enlightening.
And it, like a four-part series would be great.
Right.
For
like, give me the background. Because when you throw these terms out. And then don't explain them.
No, totally. I think because we watch The Crown, we still don't know what's going on, but have a little bit more insight than the average person.
Right.
But if they're showing this in America, they really should be giving you a background.
Okay. So right away, let's call out. I mean, I happen to think that she was very open and very honest in many regards, but we do have to call out a little bit like, I didn't know what it meant to marry a royal. Okay.
Fine. Yeah, and she definitely Googled Harry.
No, she said she never did.
No, I think she pushed her
like, but like, at the end of the day, even if you do have some idea,
right?
Like, there's no. Is that her?
No,
it's not. No. Oh my gosh, now I forgot my point.
You're thinking even if you have no idea or some idea of like who the royals are, you're gonna pretend like...
Right, but at the end of the day, the point of her saying I grew up in America, I didn't know about the monarchy, valid.
Right.
To say I didn't know what it meant to marry a royal and I never googled my husband, I don't know how much of that I buy.
No, you,
she was
you
very
google
open, very
anyone
honest,
that you're about to
but
meet.
that didn't feel 100% authentic, because how could you not?
Yeah, no.
Say I don't look at social media and I don't look at the paparazzi, I understand for your own mental health that you should avoid those things. But when you met him, you knew who he was.
Right. And also let's also put this in perspective that she wasn't super famous. I mean, she was a celebrity. She wasn't like the biggest celebrity, but she was on TV. She was on TV in Canada also, which is
part of the Commonwealth.
And also she was really good friends with a lot of like big celebrities,
right?
Like Serena,
like
Williams.
Tyler Perry,
right?
That's the funniest
thing. Do we think that Tyler Perry was after she got married? Because
I don't know.
No, but I'm saying Serena Williams was before she got married.
No,
so if you're also really good friends,
okay. No, my point is to say I never googled him. I mean, like, I don't know how much
agree that that wasn't real.
But to say I grew up in America and I really didn't know what it meant to be a royal,
yeah,
that's legit.
Yeah,
so
I totally
people who
that.
Have no point of reference, who don't watch The Crown or any of the other,
shows
about the structure of the British monarchy, or don't know any history, or even if you do know history but you don't like live in that culture,
right?
No, you really have no clue. So yeah, it would have been nice to maybe give us some background. Like maybe Oprah wants to come back and do another lesson.
I know. I wish they would have done this before because it was so hyped up. Where
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
tell us the weeks prior.
By the way, this is what the firm is, guys. Like the monarchy is not just a family.
But Oprah
did it. Business. But like you didn't really explain that. So then what? I'm supposed to start Googling?
No, but Oprah didn't know either.
No, but I'm saying.
Do you think she knew before? No.
But she's
like,
but even when she asked, like it wasn't really
right. Like
clarified.
Megan could have clarified.
And like
it for
Megan,
us.
You just told us not to Google your husband. Like that's not what we do,
right? Which that I mean, I don't. Maybe because what she's a celebrity, that like she understands like Googling people.
No, I know.
Like just,
that's not how you really get to know a person.
No, but
I
mean, I'm Googling no matter what. I'm going on Facebook to see what they look like. I'm totally Googling anyone that I meet.
Right. Exactly.
That's crazy that she's thinks that we're gonna believe that.
Right. And again,
or maybe she didn't have to Google him because she already knew. Like, oh, it's Prince Harry. Like he's the one that's like a little like
Right. He's the rebel of the bunch. I mean, there's an heir and a spare. So maybe, you know, he's kind of free to so is Royal Oates.
Totally. Whatever. So maybe like, oh, she didn't really have to Google what he looks like because she knew what he looks like. And maybe like, you know, they'll meet each other and whatever.
I guess. I don't know. I think it's hard.
That was a little,
But again, even if you Google and be like, yo, like, what's he up to? Like, what's his deal? You, there's no possible way for you to understand.
No, but there's probably nothing on Google.
What it means to be a royal.
No, not at all.
Or the way that royals are portrayed in the culture there. It's crazy. Like, our tabloids, like, you know, celebrities, they're just like us. We're celebrities. They're people, too. And you see them walking their dog or swimming on the beach. By the way, like, total tangent here.
Yeah.
Love that Jonah Hill surfing bit.
Yeah.
So great.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, I agree for us, celebrities, okay, fine. There's like, you know, if you think that that's the same level.
No, there's also levels
totally
to celebrity.
Different.
Totally different.
Right. This is like, imagine like Barack Obama, Tom Hanks, like, I don't know who else is super important. They're like top of the top, and imagine them all amalgamated into one person. And like, that is every single member of the royal family. And you need to know what's going on in their lives every second.
Right.
And like, you need to be in awe. And it's like, I have to learn how to curtsy.
Yeah, I think I need to practice right now because I don't know how to curtsy.
I'll teach you a curtsy.
But also, when watching The Crown, since I'm on season 4 now, like, they had Diana's grandmother teach her all this stuff, and like Meghan was saying that nobody taught her.
Nobody
I don't understand why nobody would think this is a reflection off us.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we want her? Do we want to kick her out? Do we want her to be embarrassed? Like, that would make you embarrassed.
Okay, again, like, for centuries, the royal family has operated under this similar mindset of whatever we expect of the members of our family to do to remain part of our family, they will do, because if they don't,
they won't,
then like, they're gonna be out. Like, we are it. We are God's chosen ones.
Yes.
You know,
it's kind of crazy that this just one family happens to be like, you know, you can't kick them out. They're always going to be.
Also,
yeah.
Like, it hasn't been the same family. It's been whoever was able to kill and conquer enough people
to control. You're the teacher in this.
I'm just saying.
She's
like,
the teacher, everyone.
Like,
yeah, no.
United Kingdom? Honey, they weren't united out of love. They were united out of fear and war. So this one family was chosen by God.
I've seen Mary, Queen of Scots.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So
the cousins killing each other.
Yeah,
like,
and hello, we're not the only ones.
Right. No, it's pretty crazy. Yeah, honestly, some crazy person could come and kill one of them. And
right, be like, yo, no, like, I'm a, like, great descendant of, like, the former king of Scotland. Like, so I could challenge you for the throne.
Right. Oh,
again,
wonder,
like,
can you challenge anyone anymore?
No, for sure not.
Back
they killed
then,
anyone who could challenge, and
yeah.
they all married each other, and, like,
they
it is
did.
What it is.
They
and
did.
Whatever.
I think by the way, I think the queen and the duke
Edinburgh
100%. Are related.
Yeah, no, they're cousins.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Okay.
And his family
was
ousted because they're like, yo, monarchy, you weren't chosen by God. You just killed a bunch of people. Anyway, so the point is, from this tangent, for centuries, the royal family said, you do whatever you want. You want to go have your, you know, nights at the brothel, fine, but you're not marrying this person who's below your station.
Right, that's what they do.
So do I really think that the family expected him to marry her? No. Why are they going to spend their time grooming her and teaching her to curtsy?
Right. Like, I mean, Harry did have a lot of girlfriends.
Yeah, okay, fine.
No, but I'm saying, how did they know that this was going to be the one?
Right.
Unless he already proposed and he said.
No, he didn't. I mean, this was the first time that she was meeting with him, that she had to learn to curtsy. But it's not like this didn't continue. Nobody was there to support her when she wanted to try and be an acting member of the royal family.
That you gotta feel bad for a little bit.
And again, when you look at that tour, the Australia tour, and Prince Charles. You know.
Oh, I can't with him.
I mean,
nobody
can with him. Hello, until my father stopped taking my calls. F you, Charles. I don't know why your children ever took your calls. You're the one.
Literally watching the Queen.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's all accurate.
It's definitely entertaining.
I meant The Crown.
Okay. Because that's another.
I know. It's a movie of Helen Mirren, and I get very confused with that.
Right. Okay. Correct.
But so The Crown. Like, Charles seems awful.
Like a dick.
I mean,
Again, but like, was he always that way, or was he created to be that monster because he's part of this family?
Yeah, totally. I think Princess Anne is a little bit of a bitch.
Like, you don't get to live for love. Again, that whole thing, I don't know how much.
Last night I was watching, I think I was on like episode 8 or something, and I had to Google. Like, I missed it, or I just wasn't understanding. Why couldn't Charles in the beginning marry Camilla? And it was because what? She had a few boyfriends and she was in love with someone else. Like, so they rather them have an affair.
She wasn't like in love. She was like involved heavily and openly and outwardly, and people knew about it. So it would have looked bad to the crown. Whatever.
Right.
The
whole thing is stupid. That's so wild. But because it's like, would you rather them have an affair like in the middle of their both of their marriages?
Yeah, but Diana can't. You should know.
Right. By the way, was crazy.
Men in monarchies were always allowed to have other women, and mistresses, women were not. If they were found to have been adulterers, right, off of their heads. Because for a man, so my royal oats, and it is what it is, and if I have bastards, no problem. A woman, if you have an affair, well, then you might be changing the line of succession, and you might be, you know, messing with God's messengers on earth with this monarchy. So if you're willing to do that, and then what if you're with a child, and then off of your head. So messed up.
Yeah.
So no, they've never really cared about the people.
I guess I'm Cookie Monster now.
Yeah, you're definitely
Cookie Monster. We got to get in here.
So, like, they've never cared about people marrying for love or anything like that.
Right. Okay, so that, yeah, so watching The Crown simultaneously to watching this interview, it was like, I don't know. I feel like I'm always getting like told also like don't believe everything you read or watch or
right,
whatever.
Right, no, so for
like,
sure. And also The Crown, a lot of it is, you know,
a little bit fabricated.
Yeah. And they admit that. The writers say, like, this is not. I don't know how to do that, but you can ask your brothers. Right now I'm sitting with my
brothers.
Yeah, Yitzhak will put it on for you. Tell Yitzhak I said okay. Yes. Okay.
Back shoe, whatever we were talking about
how The Crown is fabricated, but you're watching it simultaneously with
And I feel like I'm the kind of person that is a little bit of like a sponge. If you're gonna tell me, or I don't even know if a sponge is right, like I'm gonna believe anything you say. Like, you're gonna tell me that this is what happened, and I'll be like, oh my god, I feel terrible. And I feel like that, you know. And when everyone was like, I came into the interview with like, I wasn't the biggest fan of Meghan. I felt like, why are you moving away? Oh. Why are you moving from England? Like, this is the queen. We're going to respect her. Like, what I thought. Like, why? What is going on? After watching it, I'm like, okay, now that I know all those details, like, you wanted to be more of like a Eugenie and Beatrice. Like, you are the grandchild, but you're never going to be heir. And you are in the inner circle, but kind of on the outs. Like, why can't you live in Canada and then come in when
you
need it to
be? And they only wanted to move to Canada because of
the Commonwealth.
No, I'm saying they were right. The reason they chose Canada was because it was part of the Commonwealth. We could still represent the crown. But the reason they wanted to leave England was because she could not live that way anymore.
Well, because of the press?
The press, the members of the family, they're awful. Awful.
So
first of all, the racism was blatant.
And I think it's Charles. Before Oprah said it wasn't the queen or the duke, I thought, okay, the duke is definitely racist.
Well, 100%. I mean, like, his family were actual Nazis.
Yeah.
But I do think that's, they're like of a different generation. I feel like they're just like, I feel like they don't have a problem with it.
You think that
I think Charles is the dick.
So I thought you were going to say
don't know that he's going to have this conversation.
Who do you think? Don't tell me William or Kate.
I mean,
okay, that's on the table, I guess.
I mean, like, I don't think.
So I thought you were going to say they're from a different generation, like the queen and the duke. Like, they might have said something, but it didn't.
But I don't think they would do that. I don't think they would say something that's damaging to the royal family. Like,
no, I hear you. I thought originally you were going to say that they didn't even realize that it would come off racist. They're just like old grandparents.
I hear you. No,
but,
I think
but Charles yeah, is
I think
that age also.
I think
of
they're
old
very aware of how things come off. I think they're very aware.
That's good.
Yeah, hold on. Pause it. I just gotta go turn the TV on.
Yeah, no. Oh, okay. So the skin color of the baby.
Yeah.
That was honestly not super shocking to hear that somebody made a comment.
No.
Like, really, it's really not that shocking.
It's not. I mean, it's upsetting.
It's also very awkward.
And so awkward.
It's like, no matter what, but it's your family. Yeah. So, like, yeah. You're going to make them feel bad?
I mean, like, were you saying it because you were, like, curious? Or right. Was it, like, a what's going to be?
And
that, do you think that your you know, subjects aren't aware of who the prince's mother is?
That's what's
although
weird.
Not a prince, right?
No, like, but that's what's weird. They made it seem like it was, like, an affair. Like, oh, the baby might be a different color. Like, maybe they're not going to know whose baby, like,
right.
You know, they thought that maybe, like, Diana had an affair. Like,
but, like, Meghan's straight up half black. So
right. And we know it's, if she's the mother.
If Archie comes out a little dark, people probably won't think that she had an affair because she's a little black. So, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
This is his wife.
And we're living in 2021 right now. What, she had him in 2019, 2020?
I think so.
Do you want to get that?
No.
A lot of people that live in England or any part of the UK is a person of color. Like,
yeah, hello. And forget about United Kingdom, the Commonwealth.
Yeah, where is it? Canada, New Zealand, Australia, I mean, are they part of it? Right? New Zealand, Australia?
I don't know. But I feel
I think
there's
maybe like some African countries.
That's what I'm saying.
Too.
They're also, you know, they're former colonies in parts of Africa where there are still most certainly people of color.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
they are the majority there, not the minority. And they do not see any of their own representation,
right?
You know, in the way that they look.
Do you think it was weird that that conversation was even brought up to, like, Oprah if we knew we weren't going to get who did
it?
And
it
then it
seemed
was like a
blame
game.
I think it seemed like she was trying to hold things back throughout the interview, like when she didn't want to say things, and then it was like,
well,
but
Harry
I'm
would have like
this.
Been really upset, like, it's still his family.
I mean,
and it's
which is why they wouldn't reveal who said it, and they made it very clear, like, it was not the monarch,
right? So then what was the point of saying that? Just to,
but
like, it,
like, again, I should we
somebody?
Go back to where in the interview it happened? We'd like, I don't have it.
About what?
We should have had it, like, up here. Like, how did that conversation happen? Do you know what I mean? Like, he was,
well, if,
how did she make that?
Well, because I feel like she was
like
where
saying did it come
how
from? I feel like there were more things
how there was it. Racist things that were happening
right.
in either
and,
the press
and then, no and then it was
the
conversations
firm.
No but it was also conversations about, like, what would their baby's title be, what would the status be,
right.
And it was like even things that were as damaging as, like, you know, like what will the skin tone be?
Right.
You know, because why are you treating my child differently? Why is the press viewing me differently? Again, like, this is nothing new.
Yeah.
You know, she and Kate could do the exact same thing. Kate is, like, lauded,
yeah.
And she is vilified.
Oh, yeah.
So,
it's always that women pitted against each other no matter what.
Yes, but of course the white woman is, like,
right.
The hero.
Yeah.
And OMG, our princess. And then the woman of color.
It's wild because...
You know, this ghetto straight out of Compton. Like, what the fuck was
yeah.
that?
She also is, like, stunning,
stunning
and smart.
Yeah,
and
well-spoken.
Very, yeah, very well-educated. Like, no, she's
no.
way better than a
she's,
lot of women that you could say that are
yeah.
like that, whatever
right.
color they are.
Yep, exactly.
She would have
represented the crown.
Honestly,
so well,
the best they, because like, she's for everyone.
Hello. She would have been incredible. Again, Diana also would have been. Had
right,
they
but,
ever
but,
given her the opportunity. But they didn't want that because you're never supposed to outshine the crown.
Right. I mean, but Meghan was never going to be the princess or the queen, or she was never going to be at that.
No,
so,
not.
But my confusion also with what was happening in there is a lot of the security talk.
Yeah.
But so Eugenie and Beatrice, who are the first cousins of Harry and William, Prince Andrew's daughters, they don't get.
Yeah.
First of all, let's just take that.
They're all such dicks.
That's dicks. He's a pedophile. He's disgusting.
And how many years did they protect him?
But also
hide the truth.
Why
to protect
this asshole? This is crazy that Meghan's getting all this hate.
Exactly.
And he's the most disgusting, vile pig out there.
Because it's so much easier to treat her as the other and be like, she's the villain and we as royals are.
Well, by the way, watching The Crown, it's obvious that he is the queen's favorite child.
Right, she's his little baby.
But
so
is Edward younger or is Andrew the youngest?
I think Andrew is the youngest.
Oh, so it's Andrew that's her favorite, right?
I think so. I don't know. We can Google it. It's been
whatever. But
again,
I
grew up in America,
so
I'm really not holding in the royals.
I just feel like you're the teacher.
That's true, but this is like very far from history at this point.
That's true. Okay, so what I was thinking, okay.
Also, I teach second grade, so.
They don't learn about them?
Well, we talk about like, you know, how the tyrant King George is the worst.
And that was Elizabeth's grandfather?
Mm.
Great.
Oh, you mean this Elizabeth?
Yeah.
I'm like, what? I would say probably great, because okay. We're talking like 1770s.
Okay, so. I don't know. Honestly,
1780s, just maybe passed
from
away.
From the TV 90-ish? Shows I watch, maybe. Okay, so a lot of the talk was security, which I don't know what the hell's flying, but so they wanted the queen or the monarchy to pay for their security, but if they also wanted to be like out of the, you know, the first circle of the royals.
They didn't want to be full-time working
right,
royals.
So then they weren't going to have, the queen wasn't going to pay for their security if they didn't want to be full-time, because only
Does
full-time.
Prince Andrew get security?
Prince Andrew might get security, or he might have gotten it taken away, I forgot, but he pays for his children's security.
Okay.
Like, maybe he pays for it, I think, out of his own pocket, like, only because that's his dadly duty. I don't know.
He's part of the firm.
Right, but
so
I'm saying
he's getting an income from them, so his own pocket is still.
Or I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they pay for. I feel like sometimes I've seen them in pictures.
Also, like, are his kids America. Princesses or duchess?
No, I think they're princesses.
Oh, because they're the grandchildren of the queen. Of right.
Yeah, I feel
okay,
like
yeah, you're probably right.
I've seen it.
No, you're right.
Down,
you're right.
Princess Eugenie.
You're right.
I never knew princesses. How to pronounce Eugenie. I was like, I think it's Eugenie and not. How did
it doesn't
Eugenie.
Matter.
Eugenie, I thought it used to
oh,
be.
Oh, Eugenie.
But, okay, so I don't think they, I think they, let's say they pay out of pocket for their security, which is probably a crazy amount of money. I can't, because it's 24/7 all the time, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like they wanted security to be paid for, but they didn't want to be in the inner circle. But that's how you get your security paid for. So why are you complaining? Like, it was very confusing. Like we said in the beginning, like we should
okay.
have gotten a rundown of what was going on.
Well, but so she did clarify that a little bit. It was like, well, why are there conversations out there about how we're demanding security or, you know, like they're taking our security away, we're moving away, but like they're not telling the background of the story.
Right.
The reason we're not getting security is because you're refusing to make our future child a prince.
But
or
they
princess.
Did get. They were told they could have that he could have a title. It wasn't going to be prince because he was never going to be the next, like only William's kids would
Hello.
Be. Why? Because they're saying Eugenie and Beatrice, right?
Yeah.
But their kids aren't going to be that. Their kids would either be like a duke or earl or lady or I don't know what another version of a woman, a duchess. Like, duchess. What? Harry's a. Prince Harry, I guess.
Prince.
But he's Dutch.
No. You get
Prince,
a title.
Right.
You get a title at birth. Right?
Right. But Harry is literally in line. Like, his dad is the next king. I don't know
by the
what
way,
it's like.
Garbage.
We're going to just skip over him and just
I
go
really,
William.
I would assume so.
I think if the queen has it her way, that could be the case.
I mean, it would make the most sense because the only reason that she became queen is because her father had to take over when his brother abdicated to marry a woman who was divorced. So I understand you're trying to like rectify
well, did
that.
Did he marry an American too?
Yeah, they moved here.
Right, okay. So
he was a huge dick also. But I'm happy he was never king because
right.
he would
I really like that actor that played him. But I don't
oh,
know
on the crown?
Is. Yeah. I don't know. But
I don't know.
Besides that, he's not the real king.
Right, but I'm saying he abdicated. You became queen because he abdicated in order to marry a woman who was divorced because as God's representatives, if you don't believe in divorce, you don't believe in divorce.
Right.
Right? So we're now going to change.
Things, no, but the queen can change things. And I feel like.
Yeah, but she didn't change them for her own sister.
That she was like 20 in her 20s at the time.
Doesn't matter.
Do you don't think that like with time and age and just the times of like, just the times that are happening now, it's like. Many, many years later.
I don't know. He's a dick. Do you think the British people would be happy with him being their king?
No, but you know what? I really
I think
don't
they
know.
Would rather
I
be...
don't know what the British people think. Like know. The Piers Morgan or how Piers Morgan
Can I tell you
left.
I never even saw what happened.
I didn't see what happened either.
I saw these headlines like Piers Morgan leaving because of his comments. I'm like, what happened? I didn't even read
He made
it.
Comments. He makes comments about Meghan all the time. And people think that he's secretly in love with her.
I mean, like,
just jealous. But somebody like kind of, you know, said something to him and instead of, you know, just owning up or just being, just having conversation, he like stormed off. And I guess they fired him, but they were saying that he left. Maybe they're giving him the grace to say that. But he, I think like British people really like him. I think British people really weren't the biggest Meghan fans.
I think there's this thing called cognitive dissonance. Do you know what that means?
No.
Okay. So basically when you have two, let's say two choices, two options.
Sophie's choice?
Not quite. But like, let's say, you know, you can either get the blue dress or the green dress, right? And then I'm like, really, they're both good options and you're not sure what to do. You go with the blue. You're going to convince yourself that the green was a bad call.
Yeah.
Right? Because your mind wants to make sure that it agrees with the decision it made. That's a very simple way.
Yeah, okay? I hear that.
So if you're living in this nation where you believe the monarchs are like your natural ruler,
right,
and that they are above you and that they are a spectacle to be seen and observed and that you must continue to see them that way,
right,
even though they're no longer really the ones running your government, they're still like your representatives. So the fact that you're living in this nation, you need to sort of say to yourself, but without trying, but your mind is tricking you into thinking that this is good because this is what you're kind of agreeing to every day.
Yeah.
Every day that you wake up and accept that the monarchy is above you, you're agreeing to say that they are worthy and that they are good.
Right.
So your mind then needs to say anyone who is in opposition to this or challenges this is the enemy.
Yeah,
but
I get that.
So backwards.
No, it's totally backwards.
And now that Harry,
it's also like
now that Harry and Meghan are speaking out against the way that the monarchy and firm are run, not against individual members, but saying that the level
that,
of control and the level of monitoring and lack of compassion is just outrageous. And the fact that they're saying these things, people are going to be even more enraged. And
but,
they're going to get even more threats.
So, but Americans, though, I think, I'm not sure. I've been to like London like twice, but I think Americans are a little bit more emotional and like passionate and just, you know, have empathy. And Brits might be a little cold and, you know.
Absolutely.
So they showed it in America. They showed it in England too. But for America, it's like, we're going to have all this compassion where it's like, okay, and not everyone, but it's like, wow, that's really such a sad. We're here for our freedom. We left that country. We tried to get a war against that country for our freedom.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I do feel really bad for you. We're stuck in that, whatever.
Yeah.
And for the Brits,
the number of people in our country and around the world whose mental health have suffered tremendously from the pandemic.
Myself included.
Myself included.
But forget the pandemic.
But I'm saying, but she lived
my whole
like,
life.
I know. Mom,
yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but she lived under this, like, reality, which was essentially, yes, you're in this big fancy palace, but you're all alone.
Yeah.
You're trapped.
Should I answer Remy?
It's Remy? Yeah, where the hell is she?
Remy?
Remy.
Hey, are you at Brittany?
Yeah, where the hell are
you?
You're like 3 hours late.
You're currently on the pod, so let everyone know where you are.
Oh my goodness, you guys started the pod?
Remy, you were supposed to be here like 2 hours ago.
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding, like 2 hours ago.
Oh my goodness, okay, I'm so sorry.
It's okay, I mean, you're going
to
have to come
join
in,
us
in the middle.
Via your mobile, or do you want to come on in? Where are you? How far are you?
All right.
Should we wait for you?
Jefferson Street. I went to go visit my friend who had a baby.
Okay, well, we'll see you soon.
I didn't have my phone next.
We'll see you soon. We were worried. Okay, bye.
We were so worried, and we knew you would make fun of us.
Okay.
We told you.
We'll continue talking, because she's not going to know what the hell.
I told you.
Okay, we'll continue talking about this interview, and then we'll get into, like, other stuff where Remy could join us in.
Yeah. Because she's for sure, she has still not watched the interview.
No, she, and I even said to her, I don't think you would like it. And she's, no, I'd watch it. I knew it, because if you were really into it, you'd just make the time to just watch it.
Yeah.
But what we were saying, oh, yeah.
So I'm saying she lived in this reality of like being stuck, being trapped, not having any freedom. Her mental health was suffering tremendously because she was also being vilified.
Right. So I think we're on the same page.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, though, especially like coming in doing this during a pandemic, like a lot of people were on the side of, you had millions and millions of dollars. You lived in a palace. You had all you could get, all you could eat. You had all, you know, like, I think I really am playing devil's advocate for people that probably think this is like, I don't feel bad for you, you know, but like me having dealt with similar issues, and just because you have a certain thing, like money doesn't buy you happiness, clearly,
right,
you know,
right.
I just taking the human, you know, aside from just like, just Megan, whatever, like, I feel bad that she was
terrible,
lonely and sad and had those thoughts.
Yeah.
Because I could relate.
Yeah.
So I think when people can't relate, it's just, it's like.
Yeah, but like, what do you have to complain about?
Right.
The way that you feel inside,
right,
has nothing to do with your worldly possessions.
Oh, yeah.
Has nothing to do with your status.
Yeah.
It has to do
totally
with, first of all, the way that you are feeling about who you are as a person. And who you are as a person, again, nothing to do with worldly possessions, nothing to do with that, your status, nothing to do with how the world sees you, but how you see yourself.
Right.
And it has a tremendous amount to do with the support system around you.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel that you can go and speak to someone when you're hurting, when you're in pain, when you're having an issue, you may still be a person who struggles with their mental health. But feeling like you have someone to go to is already a tremendous help. Feeling like you don't have anyone to go to hinders your mental health even more.
Okay, so I have a few things to say on this.
Please.
Okay,
expand.
Well, first of all, one thing is, what was the first thing? I know what the second thing was.
Okay, so start with the second and we'll work our way back.
Okay,
don't worry
so the
about
second
it,
thing
we're
is,
all over the place here.
The second thing is so interesting when she was saying how where she was going to get help, like HR. In the palace?
What the F was
is
that
this a
about?
Job?
Oh my God, I wish my family had an HR department.
What is
Could you imagine how many things could have been avoided?
It sounds like a company,
Third
though.
Party. Well, it is. It's the firm. And that's why they said, oh, you know what? We see it and we feel bad, but you're not part of the firm.
I don't
know. You're not a board member.
But I don't get it. First of all, when I was watching The Crown, Margaret got therapy. Diana got therapy. I'm pretty sure Charles got therapy. What was the difference? Was she not allowed to have a therapist? What was going on?
She wasn't allowed to go seek help in like
but Diana was allowed to get help. Was it because she married someone that was gonna end up being the king? Like why could Diana
also
have gotten help or Margaret gotten help and not Meghan? Is
also those
real?
Things were also like very much out of the public eye, whereas she, as they said, she's super saturated.
But they brought somebody in. You couldn't bring someone in.
I don't think they were looking to help her, which is they weren't looking to help her.
For real, like they and when she said, this isn't what I was gonna say, I totally forgot.
Because what? Let her reach a breaking point. Let her be gone, and then we told you she was bad news.
I hear
you
that.
Know, like
when they said they, when she said girl. They took my passport, they took my keys. Like I was like, that's so. My
again,
biggest fear is feeling trapped.
Right, because you should never have to worry about these things. You're a royal. But like, what if I want to go out by myself? I don't want to.
I've seen pictures or videos of like the queen like driving her Range Rover. Is that not real? Is she
no, but she always has security with her.
Right,
and they're holding all
security,
her possessions. She can't just go and do what she wants. Like, what did she say? You know, I had this conversation with my husband very openly and honestly about how I did not want to be alive anymore.
Right. Oh my God.
And how
shame she must have felt.
And he said that I should not go to the event, and I said, "Don't leave me alone." And what did they do? They went, they were gorgeous, they were smiling, they were happy. They weren't really happy, but we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. We never do.
I love that it's the stigma's kind of like dying down a little bit she looks so happy. It's like, no, everyone's talking about now where like you don't know what somebody else is going through.
Yo, love this sweater. Guys, Remy is joining us.
Remy's back.
Hey guys, I'm here. My apologies.
Remy's here, and
you guys started it up. This is the first recording.
No, we've been
this
recording
is like
for
our
like
fourth.
An hour.
Oh, okay.
Sadie's here.
So let me know what I missed.
No,
we're now
discussing.
Four girls because Sadie is here as well. Sadie, please don't touch that. It's not your phone and it's not mine.
That's
you can
okay.
break it and be real upset.
I have a password. That's okay.
Nope, she's gonna break it. She's barking at the dog in your background.
Oh, that's cute.
Take her phone. Put it down. You go watch Gabby's Dollhouse.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so we've just
I want somebody to watch this with me because I don't want to watch it by myself.
Your brothers.
Go ask Apple if he'll stay in the bed. He's playing on the Switch. Ask him if he'll go stay with you in my bed. Okay?
Okay, bye.
I'm having a
grown-up
too.
Okay, no, grown-ups are busy. You can sit here. You want to talk about the interview? Do you have any input? How did you feel?
I don't want food.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
That's why I just came here.
Okay.
Okay, honestly, Remy was gone for 2 hours, and I was, like, very worried.
I was, too, when I said Sadie. I'm like, Edie, we're going to stress out and be, like, super anxious. And
no, I think you were, like, more fine about it.
Because I was, like, I was nervous, but I'm, like, I know that I do these things, and then Remy's, like, yo, you got to chill as ill. Like, you and your
I know, but you're pregnant, and I'm, like, she's too
well,
nervous.
I went to go visit.
We're, like, where is your wife? Like, you've spoken to her? Like, we worried.
Did we make him worry, though, or he was, like?
No, he seemed pretty chill,
okay.
So, you know,
okay.
I think he probably passed would have worried. But he has been married to me, and he
that's
knows.
That's also what I said to
right,
him.
Okay.
Like, I mean, she's just, like, said she's on her way.
Well, you guys are all terrible with time.
So, yeah, we have pretty crappy time management skills. I wouldn't lie. So, guys, tell me what I missed.
Well, you missed the entire interview with Oprah. We know that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Remy didn't do her homework.
I told Edie I'm not the best
with
homework.
No, I told you that you probably aren't really that into it. And let's
be honest. No. Brittany broke it down for me. She gave me, like, some cliff notes, and I was into it.
Were you into? Okay, fine. You can be into it. I'm saying that you're not into it. And I'm not in your head, so I don't know. But
you never know.
That was literally the gist of what. Yeah, exactly. We were just like kind of. I think it would all have to do with mental health. The interview,
right?
Mainly.
That's why they left. I mean, it came out. The reason we left was
she was unhappy. She was suicidal. She was sad. She
because
was lonely.
We weren't getting the support that we needed.
Right.
That's how they summed it up in one sentence.
Right.
We weren't getting the support that we needed. So to save my family's life, we left.
Right.
Good for you. Good on you. And you know what?
Well, something that Brittany was actually just discussing with me, giving me cliff notes, because I told EDI I'm trash when it comes to homework. And gave me the homework to watch this interview.
Well, your sister should be your teacher, because she does not give her students homework.
Oh, that's wow. Anywho, okay. Listen, I'd have a 4.0 GPA then.
Yeah, same.
But anywho, Brittany actually mentioned something to me that I found interesting was that Diana kind of foresaw that this was going
to
happen.
She left
like
them
she
money
left
to
money
survive.
To her children.
Right. And
they're not living off of their income from.
No, they're not. Well, he did say that. He said, did he say my mom left me money?
Yeah,
or
he,
I
said,
just...
he said, we're using the money that my mother left me.
Right. But listen, how much money did she leave them?
I mean,
she's got a whole lot of money. Their house in Montecito? You
guys just one more moment because my daughter's. And I'll be right back. You guys keep talking.
Oh, okay. We'll keep talking. So, Remy, like, where were you?
Where was I? So, you know what?
Remy, your dog's sister is
barking.
Your dog's sister is barking.
Hey! Hey, honey. You're happy, girl. Wagging your tail. You want to maybe calm down for a little bit?
Right. I think she wants to join. We'll see what the audio's like after this. But, okay, so
how many of you guys done with this so far?
We probably, like, did 220, probably, like, 60 minutes.
Okay.
Do you see me struggling to figure out the time? 220 minutes. What's that? Oh, that's 40 plus another 20. That's 60. What was I going to say?
Don't
yeah.
worry. Math is not my strong suit. So, basically, where I was, I am a...
You ended up going to the baby store?
I did go to the baby store. I struggle with time management,
yeah,
ADHD, and pregnancy brain currently. So I just left my phone on the table.
That's fine.
I just
nervous.
Got lost in conversation.
Okay, but I was like, this is me thinking the worst. And I'm like, oh, shit. She's pregnant and she's 2 hours late. What happened? Like, should I go on Google and see if anything happened?
You know, I actually have that Find My Friends feature on my phone.
Oh, give me your password.
With certain
give me your
people.
Thing. Yeah.
And I can, you know, little.
I'm
sometimes it's like
give
for
me
creepy
yours.
Purposes, and I can just sneak up on you. I do it on my husband.
No, no, no.
Sometimes.
Let's give each other
like, where is
ours
he?
Because I'm
okay. So
worried.
Also, just to like go back to your mental health.
Please.
So I have like struggled with mental health issues, like. Basically my whole life.
Yeah, same.
But like in silence. Suffered in silence. And then
as
when I was 18.
I feel like my dog suffers in silence.
Not silence. She's very loud about it.
Yeah.
But when I was like 18 years old and I came home from Pesach from Israel,
yeah.
My mother saw me have a panic attack. And she was like, what was that?
And this
was,
wasn't your first.
No, I've been having them since
right.
12 years old.
Right. It was your first that your mom saw you.
Right. So
yeah.
I never spoke to me about it. Whatever. Many other things. But like I finally, once I came back from Israel and I was in college, I started like a low dose SSRI, which to manage my anxiety. Went off when I was dating because marriage and children, and I like, whatever. I was like, you know what? I'm feeling okay. I'm in a good place. Like, I don't need it. And I didn't. Slowly been creeping back up over the years. During quarantine, really came to a head. So I went back on. So if Remy went missing for 2 hours and like super duper pregnant, like a couple months ago, for sure I would not be able to do this.
Right. Just.
But now I'm like, okay, be cool. Like, her phone is still ringing, so you know that she's not dead. Because like, if she got into a crazy car accident, like, her phone.
Oh my god.
So obviously that's how I still think, but I'm okay. You know.
You think her phone would break if she got into a car accident?
I've seen how she drives. For sure, phone would.
Well, no, I drive. I'm a pretty scary driver, but I'm not afraid of my driving. Like, I'm very confident in my driving, but it's pretty erratic. Like. You know what I mean? Like, it's not good. It's good, but it's very aggressive.
You get where you gotta go.
I'm from
I'm listening. Just getting from point A to B.
Yeah.
You know, in the fastest way possible.
Safely. But. You know,
buckle up.
Yeah, no, I was just
a bumpy
like,
ride.
I was a little nervous.
Anyway,
but.
So, yeah, no, I totally hear you. And I also would have been freaking out. But, like, I've learned to remain as calm as I can. Also, like, Remy goes missing a lot.
Right.
Like,
yeah, we actually have a story. We have a story from when I was just a youngin', and we took a family vacation to Florida.
No. Yeah,
and I guess I just like went off missing. It was kind of with, like, a little bit of like an Instagram celeb. And
wait, what?
We were very close with Esther and Sasha.
Okay,
like with her first marriage. I mean, like, we're still friendly with her, but she's a doll. She's a gem of a person. And I guess I was hanging out with her and her baby. And I just went to hang out with them, and my entire family like was looking for me, and they couldn't find me. And they're like, "Where's Remy?" And then they finally found me. They're like, "You were lost." I was like, "I wasn't lost. I knew where I was
the whole
time."
You knew where the exits were, the four exits in the front
and
the back.
I knew where I was the whole time.
You knew where you were, but your freaking mom didn't know where you were.
I know, but
yeah.
Listen.
No, that's funny.
There's all different types of mental
lost?
Health struggles.
Oh.
There are mental health struggles. I am a strong sufferer of the ADHD, and I think it's also important, you know, to pay mind to when things are making you anxious and nervous, as opposed to just kind of like being ignorant and shutting out your feelings and not addressing them,
mm-hmm.
and just like kind of like things just blow up and like you just have a crazy response.
Right.
And
well, do you guys think, I don't know if it's how we grew up or, you know, my parents, maybe they're similar to your parents. I don't know. Like, they were very quiet about certain things. Like,
everything's loud in our house.
That's true. But
Brittany's kids and my and our dogs in the background.
I hear you. I mean, like, that you're kind of pushing things under the rug. Where, so in your house, it was, you know, like. It was pretty obvious that I dealt with certain things. I think, you know, I have siblings that deal with certain things, and it came to me addressing it myself in whatever way it came about.
Mm-hmm.
But me getting the help that I needed to get help with, mm-hmm. like where I'm the one kind of being open about it and not ashamed and talking about it. Whereas like my
that takes
parents
courage and bravery.
But yeah, totally. With
the
a lot of like work, you know, working
that's,
through
I
it.
Really
but, you know, I feel like a lot of my parents, and I don't know if it's like community we're in or whatever, it's they either don't know or they're ashamed or they just want to like not address it. So it's like our generation kind of like is more open about certain things.
Yeah, I think for sure.
And it makes the other generation like uncomfortable a little bit, like being so honest about.
Again, when Diana went to get help because maybe like there was like struggles with an eating disorder.
Oh,
Or marital issues, fine. But to say that you are a royal who has having suicidal tendencies, like, why are they going to send you for help? Because like you're saying, that other generation, like, that is a huge stigma that we are not willing to deal with. And we're going to sweep that right under the rug.
Do we think that Prince Andrew didn't have any like suicidal thoughts after all that scandal went down, or just like, any...
I don't think he would rid the earth of such scum. No, I don't think that gets any kind of ass.
No, but,
okay. But I'm just saying, no, I don't think that's where his head was at.
Yeah,
just
no,
I don't think Jeffrey Epstein really ended it.
You know, they, yeah, they, you know, for sure, because I don't think you could, yeah, they for sure killed Jeffrey Epstein, all right?
Do I think that he, do I think that Andrew had suicidal thoughts? I mean, if he did, I hope he sought the help that he needed, but I don't think that.
Right, no, I was just, like, thinking if, like, anyone else in that, like, I could, I don't know Kate by any means, I have no idea what goes on, but I could assume that she has some struggles also.
Right, no one can look perfect all the time and not struggle. It's hard to look perfect. I've never once done it a day in my life. And it's hard just to look like a hot mess. So there's no
It's hard to open up to people too. And the fact that 100%, I think the fact that
monitored, I mean, yeah, you trust.
But just even for your own, for me personally, like just the shame that comes over you, mm-hmm. whether it's like something you've been like programmed or taught, like don't open your mouth, don't, or just like seeing things where, so it's just like you, I feel like guilt and shame for things that I didn't even do to myself, things that have been, you know, done to me.
Right.
So, whatever you say about Megan, you know, whether you believe it or not, it's like, it's still because she's an actress, it's hard to like for people. I feel
yeah,
like,
I don't know. I think that's great. I mean, listen, she was fine, but
I hear
she's
you.
She's not like Meryl Streep,
no, you know. Totally. But I think, like, just saying I was, you know, not okay is huge. Yeah. And for somebody, I posted, Remy mentioned this to me, before we were at lunch, but I saw like a bunch of people repost it. I actually saw Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones repost it. And I know that she struggles a lot with mental health, and she told this to Dr. Phil, and in my head, I'm like, she's so pretty, so cool. She's a huge celebrity and a really amazing show, and she's married to Joe Jonas.
Like legit.
You have the life.
Legit. You but are every, like, middle school girl's fantasy.
She's, like, the coolest girl in the world, but she struggles, you know? So I saw she reposted something, and I don't really remember what it was, something along the lines of, like,
whatever
you know,
you're saying now, like, it's not affecting.
Yeah, it's not – Megan's not going to see these negative comments, but, like, your family and friends who are going to be making fun of Megan's suicidal thoughts,
like,
you're not going to be able to
– The people who, in your life, who might need help will know that you're not a safe place to turn.
Right. That's, so, for me, I feel like – and it's really sad to say this, but I feel like my parents, I can't even I can't even discuss certain things with.
Yeah.
I asked them the other night, like, what did you think about it? And, like, I got, like, such bad feedback.
My mother asked me, she's like, so what was your take on this?
It was, like hating on Megan.
About this with you because I already know
what your answer
what
is
going to
be.
To say. And a lot of the reasons you feel this way are because you're a giant racist.
Oh my god, don't say that.
I mean,
listen, you have to be political correct.
No, you just
I'm
you just want to
pot.
No, you just want to protect your
family, unfortunately.
No, but the thing is with me,
I know daddy's going to help you.
The thing is
do you know where daddy's iPad is? I'll help you sign it.
I tried to explain to my mom the other day. We could wrap this up in a moment.
No, it's okay.
Like, we could always come back to this.
I love that my 9-year-old son just came in to tell me he has
learning.
He has a Zoom date that I was supposed to set up for him. A little bit more responsible.
Whoa.
Okay, so we could pause this
Where's
and continue.
Yeah.
What? Wait, what?
COVID's still a risk. Where's your mask?
I actually
she got the COVID
vaccinated.
But that only protects you. It doesn't protect me.
Oh my god.
He's joking.
Don't make me nervous.
He's joking.
I know he's joking, but now I'm like, it's all over the pot, and I'm
You're
being told
pot.
That I still have a 2-week window.
Hopefully, our production manager can
edit
it.
You think you're in 2001?
This would fit JJ.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. I'm kidding. No, that's not.
Actually, I'm going
to my best for my parents. Is Lori still here? Oh, okay.
We're going to come back to the pod.
Okay, we have like so many more things to discuss. Unlike Oprah.